a new life in Christ is yours tonight. Hallelujah. He said, I called you and I anointed you. I called you to this place at this time to hear this word. For behold, behold, saith the Lord God, I come quickly for a church that is ready, clean through my precious blood, not by the eyes of men, not by the words of men's wisdom, but by my pure blood and my unchanging word and my love to change you and turn you into another being just like me. Jesus said, I always, not one time did I not do what my Father said. He said, I'm coming for a church filled with people like I am, who do with great joy, without hesitation or procrastination, whatever my Father says. Mickey, he said, oh, Mickey, how I love you. He said, I'm constantly at my Father's right hand praying for you. I told him, don't let that one go. CFC, God said, don't let that one go. Put your arms around him. Feed him the word. Show him love. Teach him the ways of a man, the ways of a husband, the ways of a father, the ways of an employee, the ways of a child of God. I have great work for you to do. I want you to know from my prepared lesson, a little bit I'll get done, that God's love is unconditional. He loves you unconditionally. Say that to yourself. Say, God loves me unconditionally. So no matter what I have done, what I haven't done, he still loves me. Why is that so? Because he is love. He is love. He can't do anything but love. He is love. You know, love can be noun, adjective, adverb, all those different things. In this case, that's his name, love. Say it again. Just wrap yourself. Say, God loves me. Say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Hallelujah. God loves Israel today as much as he did when he made the covenant with Abraham before Israel ever was. And if you have Bible knowledge, you know they were in and out constantly. And they would go through some things, but God never stopped loving Israel. There's a teaching I think I heard somebody say going around that, you know, the church replaces God's love for Israel. No. God always will love Israel, and Israel always will stand. Amen? Amen. They served him, turned away, turned back to him throughout history, but he never, ever stopped loving him because they were and are his chosen people. Because of his never-ending covenant with Abraham and the promise he made to David. And he said to David in Psalm 89:34, if you want to put that up, Psalm 89:34, I think this is King James. That promise he makes to us too. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God cannot lie. Let me put a pin here because I don't want to lose this thought that the Lord just gave to me. Jordan likes to watch the train. And they say a thought came into his engine, a thought came into my spirit. And I want to say it here. That, and talking about that, I almost lost the thought, but I had lost it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He said, that has gone out of my lips. God said, we know the scriptures, God can't lie. Titus 1 and 2, God that cannot lie. I want you to think now. There are probably lots of things. But what is something that God has promised you? Or what is something that God put in your spirit? Maybe a long time ago, maybe yesterday, maybe a minute ago, that had not come to fruition. It has not come up. What is that thing? And God promised you you could have it because you asked him for it. You believed him. You trusted him. But the enemy got in and messed that thing up. Took your joy, took your peace, took your prosperity, took whatever it was. And God says, restoration. I will not change what has come out of my mouth. I didn't know how to talk to God back when I was telling you I was praying for Jimmy. But he just told me, I said, okay, Cora, I'll do it. And I'm going to tell you some things to do. And he said, whatever I said, I will bring it to pass if you will cooperate with me. What are you going to tell God? I will cooperate with you to bring that thing to pass. What is it? You may not have time to really go back and get it up, but get that thing up before your eyes. Pray it out in the Holy Ghost. Get the wisdom of God and then let it become a reality. I probably need that thing. I probably need to experience that particular thing. The world needs it or God wouldn't have given it to you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, once I have sworn by my holiness, say his holiness, that I will not lie to David. No, I'm just, his holiness is all I want to say. That I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever and his throne as the sun before me. Who is Jesus? The seed of David. Also, Israel will always be. Amen. He said it shall be established forever as the moon and as the faithful witness in heaven, Selah. And I looked up Selah and they had a discussion on what it means, but kind of settled on it means stop and think of that. Stop and think about God is going to keep his promise to me if I will cooperate with him. If I will cooperate with him. If I will cooperate with him, God will keep his promise to me. I will be able to do whatever God has told me to do. I will find myself willing to drop everything to go and do what he said. No, age has nothing to do with it. Education, in this case, has nothing to do with it to the extent that if he calls you to do it, you might not be able to do it, but there is somebody who can help you get it done. Shout hallelujah. If it's math, that says a calculator right over there in the green shirt. Boy, we doing something. We're doing something and trying to get the calculators out, and he's giving us the answers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen.